Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
It's time once again, as we can see the leaves starting to change, and it's brinking on October and the early weeks of the month of October. It must be time for the Asian MBA Career Fair once again. So I'd like to welcome back Gino Wan.
Hi, how are you?
It's great. So once again, the career fair is upon us, and let's take first things first. There are actually two events, if you look at it in one way, or it's one big event if you look at it another way. It's on Friday and Saturday. That would be the 16th and 17th of October.
Correct.
Let's take the Friday event, the 16th. That is basically sponsored by Asian Life Magazine.
Correct.
Which is one of your venues. Tell us about the Friday event.
As opposed to Saturday event, which is for MBAs, the Friday event is for everybody except MBAs. People with undergraduate degrees, other masters. So it's a more general job fair that is scheduled for Friday.
And where is the venue? I think it's the same place as last year, right?
Correct. At the Marriott Marquis at Times Square.
Now, they've been doing some construction, and I thought it'd be finished by now, but it's mostly exterior stuff, right?
Right. Interior is fine.
So the inside is fine, and you may have to find a different entrance because a couple of them are blocked, but it's a nice venue. Tell us, what time does it start, and how long will it go, and how would people register for it or get more information?
The Friday event is in the afternoon. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It ends at 5. People can find more information, including who's going to be there to recruit, at asianlife.com. It's Asian, L-I-F-E.com.
So who are some of the sponsors that you have this year, people? That's just a few examples of the types of companies,
sure,
and corporations participating.
Sure. In addition to the usual suspects, I am happy to announce that we have pretty prominent new exhibitors, employers coming this year.
Good.
Including Apple is finally coming to recruit Asians. So I was ecstatic to have Apple to join us for the first time. And also we have McCormick joining us for the first time. Which is great news. And also we have Abercrombie and Fitch coming from China to recruit for the positions in China. Once again, this is the first time they're coming. So I was very, very excited to see this new breed of employers starting to participate.
And Abercrombie is actually going through kind of a transition period now, with their physical presence is changing.
Correct.
So I guess they want to put a new, a new face on the company and a new face in the company.
Right.
Some of the usual suspects that you mentioned a while ago that we've seen before, who might they be for the folks that are just checking us out for the first time?
Sure. Like, 3M always comes, McDonald's always comes, Credit Suisse, Aetna, and we actually have about 8 Japanese companies coming to recruit. Don't remember all the names, but the positions are either in the U.S., mainly in the New York area, or the positions in Japan.
For registration, for people who go online to register, is there a fee, and what information do they need to provide?
Yes, there is a fee. When you register, you do need to upload resume, and that's very, very critical because the companies will be searching the database to see which one they want to have an interview. There's a pretty good chance the employers might contact you prior to the event to set up the on-site interview there.
So it's not only just waiting in line to talk to somebody for a few seconds. It's actually
correct.
A lot of preemptory preparation.
Correct.
All right, let's move to the Friday, the Saturday event. Mm-hmm. The Saturday event is for MBAs only. It has a lot of the same recruiters, but some other ramifications.
Right. Let me just clarify. It's for MBAs and equivalent experience people. So the employers will be looking for more experienced people rather than entry level to maybe. So Saturday event is for either newly graduating MBA students or those who have 3 years of experience and more.
In a particular discipline?
No, all different disciplines.
All right, in anything.
Correct.
All right, good. Now, there's also other events that go on behind the scenes during the day on the MBA event, like some speakers and some other things. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Sure. During Friday, there's going to be a full day of a full conference happening, starting with a mentoring breakfast, where you can meet with a bunch of corporate leaders who are volunteering their time to come and have a breakfast with you. So you can have an informal breakfast with them and exchange cards and ask for advices. And they'll be very, very willing to help you with advices and sometimes, you know, with some job leads as well. And it's going to be followed by six great speakers talking about six different speakers talking about, you know, career strategies, how to find a job and how to succeed at workplace, and what's coming up in the future, in the horizon, what field is hot and what they need to do to take advantage of that. And also we're gonna have a keynote speaker. Her name is In His Ha, and she's the highest ranking Asian female at IBM, and she heads the IBM's effort to in the cloud business. So she will be coming to talk about her journey to how she got there, and talk about cloud computing, the business itself, and also she will be sharing advices on what Asians professionals need to do in order to succeed at American workplace.
For the Asian MBA Friday events, what time do they start and finish for people that are making plans?
Sure. The Friday event starts at 8 o'clock. The mentoring breakfast starts at 8 o'clock, and it's a full-day thing. It ends at 5 o'clock, and there's going to be some breakout sessions and some training sessions. It's jam-packed with high-caliber speakers.
And then the Saturday event, the Career Expo for Saturday for the MBA and experienced people, is from when to when?
That one starts at 9 and it ends at 4. So while that's happening, we're going to have career coaches and we're going to have resume coaches there to help you prepare the better resumes, and also to how to help their job search. And also we're going to have different companies showcasing the opportunities within their organizations.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think some people come to a career fair and they sort of generically apply for positions without knowing much about the positions that are actually available until they get there. So I think it's a good idea that the companies get a chance to expose where they're headed.
Correct.
And
correct.
Give people an idea of the kind of positions they can prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to register for the Asian MBA event, that's how and where.
Okay, that you need to go to asianmba.org. When you go there, there's going to be a full event information, including, which employers will be recruiting there, what kind of programming we have for both Friday and Saturday. So please go to www.asianmba.org.
And once again, the event is coming up on the 16th and the 17th. That's Friday and Saturday of October, Marriott Marquis, Times Square. And I wish you more luck. Again, China America Radio is going to have our table set up there. We'll be shaking hands and saying hello to all the lovely people that come in and out. It's a great event. I've had a good time all the years that we've been participating in it. So thank you for having us along for the ride.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.